Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The big emotional win over Carolina is now in the rearview mirror for the Bills as they get set for their second division opponent in 3 weeks, with a trip down to the Meadowlands this weekend to face the New York Jets. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the Bills, as they got back to practice on Wednesday, found out that Mario Williams' record-setting performance against Carolina in Week 2 won league honors.
Yeah, and for the first time in 7 years, it is a lineman who's been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week from the Buffalo Bills. Aaron Schobel did it back in 2006. Mario Williams did it this past week with his franchise record 4.5 sack game against Carolina last Sunday. Williams says the honor serves as validation for all of the hard work that he and his teammates have put in.
They're just showing the work that we put in, especially having this new coaching staff and new schemes, new verbiage and things like that. But, you know, just the guys, like I said, you know, the 11 guys on defense that are playing together and going out there and trying to make it happen.
If you ask Mario, he would tell you it's a team effort. Most of the time it goes in conjunction with the back end. You know, when you see players making sacks, a lot of times it's because you have good coverage on the back end. And I think those are the things that went on. I think it was a combination of, you know, Mario winning the battle that he had to win. I think the other guys were taking up blocks and pushing and moving and getting the quarterback off the spot. And I think the defensive backs did a nice job of covering.
I look at sacks as a team effort. It's never just one guy going out there just dominating the whole game. I feel like with our DBs covering receivers and me and Cal being pressure up the middle and Addis Carrington, I'm holding it down on the right end. It frees Mario up to do what he does best, and that's his technique with his hands and just moving around on offensive linemen. And we try to design it so he can get a one-on-one, and he capitalized on the last game, and that was the game plan. And he did exactly what we thought he was going to do, and we're happy for him. And we hope he's getting plenty more.
The architect of the Bills defense is in the spotlight this week, defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, who worked for the last 11 years under Jets head coach Rex Ryan, makes no bones about it this week. This game means a little bit more to him.
No question. I mean, and I'd be a liar if I stood here and said this game didn't mean more to me or I didn't want to win it. I mean, coaches in the NFL, I think, we're born with a competitive gene, the hyper-competitive gene, and you want to win at everything. If I was ever, you know, when I went on vacation with Rex and we were playing, throwing washers on the beach, I wanted to beat him just as bad as I want to beat him on Sunday. But, again, it comes down to it's a team thing, and I can't get drawn into the emotion of that. You know, that I have a job to do to put my players in the best position to be successful, and that's what we're going to do. It's going to come down to the Bills versus the Jets, not me versus Rex. You know, it makes for a good story, but again, it comes down to the players, and I want to make sure that our guys didn't get caught up in this and didn't lose sight of that.
So on Sunday, it comes down to the Buffalo offense against Patton's old defense with the Jets, and it comes down to E.J. Manuel in his third NFL game, going against a defense that may look somewhat familiar. It has some of the same principles as the defense he faced with the Buffalo Bills back in the OTAs and minicamp and in training camp.
I think it's a huge benefit. You know, seeing a lot of those, like I said, those multiple looks and guys lining up and walking around before the snap, when it was in OTAs or training camp, I think that's really going to help me out personally. I think I can ID that pretty fast and still be able to call the play and still have a high tempo, which is our offense. A
couple of injury notes on Wednesday. Doug Ligurski, for the first time since suffering a knee injury in the preseason, was back on the practice field, but on a limited basis. Jarris Bird, still limited in practice, said he is still day-to-day. A lot of coaching connections in this matchup this weekend, Murph, and it may not be a grudge match, but this is a pretty pivotal division game, knowing both of these teams didn't get off to the right start in the AFC East.
Yeah, it's very early in the season. Everybody knows that, but the loser in this game drops to 0-2 in the AFC East. You've already got the Patriots with two divisional wins at this early stage. I think the teacher-pupil matchup, Rex Ryan and Mike Pettine, provides an interesting and really easy sidebar story going into this game. I found it interesting today when Pettine talked about about comparing these two defenses and how the overriding principle, the overriding philosophy of his defense and Rex Ryan's defense is flexibility and adapting your basic defensive principles to the talent you have on hand. For that reason, I don't know if these defenses will look a lot alike on Sunday, although the same principles of aggressive play and pressure on the quarterback, I think, would apply.
I think there are some similar traits, though, between the two that could potentially cater to both of these rookie quarterbacks. They've seen a lot of these looks since the early stages of the spring from their own defense in the practice setting, and E.J. Manuel said it's going to help him a lot as he gets out on the field Sunday against the Jets. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Rex Ryan and Mike Pettine throw a few extra wrinkles into their game plan on Sunday. It's going to be interesting to see. Kickoff at 4:25 p.m. as it's a late game this week. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.